Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Extremely good-looking, young, limber, and more like casual voiceover babe here. You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Really? We're going Herb Alpert here? Okay, sure, why not? Actually, I kind of dig this part of the song. Right here, Cavi, check this out. Not bad for a kid from East L.A., right? That's where Herb Alpert's from.
I thought he was from Tijuana.
No. He got the idea. He got his. He went to a bullfight when he was a teenager, and that's where he got the idea for the sound.
Where did the how many of the band members were from the Tijuana brass band?
No. They were all like me.
Northerners.
They were the gringos.
Norte America.
Yeah, exactly. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. How you doing out there, boys and girls? Happy Valentine's technically, it's over, but, you know,
yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Your moment of passion should be happening right now.
Exactly. Valentine's this is for a guy. This is for a guy who was executed.
Yes. There you go.
Stanley was. That's why, you know.
Yeah, and Cupid, he's shooting an arrow, and if you've ever been shot by an arrow.
Yeah, we're opposed to blow darts on the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's two
people who got hit by blow darts. They don't, bicyclists. I mean, they're okay, but still, you don't want to get hit by a blow dart on the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, you know, this is off
topic. Or anywhere else, for that matter.
Anywhere. No, this is a really crappy candid camera show. I forgot. It's
America's... Funny some videos.
No, it's on right now. It's just for laughs or something.
I have no idea.
And they had one where the guy shoots himself in the leg with a spear gun. You can't believe how many people laughed at it. If I see a guy shoot himself with a spear gun,
and people think it's funny,
I'm not laughing.
No, I'm thinking, I'm thinking this person is allowed to walk the streets.
You know, and there's like out of the 10 people, like 6 or 7 burst out into laughter. I'm like, really?
It's like every year in this country, like. 170 people are killed by furniture. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number here. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke, the host of this Unmitigated Disaster, coming to you from warm, muggy San Francisco, California, where it's going to be in the low 80s here on Monday. Neener, neener. I'm going to the beach. This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***ing nuts? What the f*** happened to that guy's head?
The questions that have plagued mankind. Ooh, cool, T-Rex. The late Mark Bolan, who left us at age 26. He was a passenger in a car.
You're so sweet.
Great song from his Electric Warrior album. The man who made the stovepipe hat cool after Lincoln and before Slash. Song called Jeep Stop. Really good friends with Keith Moon.
Was.
Yeah. Until right up to the point where he died, of course. It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. And before we get into a couple of things here, and I want to talk about Robert Jackson. And you don't know who he is, but we'll discuss that. Robert H. Jackson. He's no longer with us, but we'll talk about him. I'm going to San Antonio in a couple of months.
On purpose.
Yep. I'm doing the Four Horsemen burger.
What does that mean?
At Chunky's.
Oh.
Remember that thing I showed you? With
you're actually going to travel just to go eat a burger.
Yeah. Someone who makes a lot more than I do said, come on, we're going to meet there. I said, I got to watch my pennies a little bit here. I got some things I have to do.
I could probably do one of those food challenges.
Not this thing. That with the ghost pepper chilies on it?
Yeah.
I mean, that thing, you can eat that thing. I mean, that's going to hurt twice. But this is the kind of, you can put a grenade in your mouth, pull the pin, you wouldn't feel a damn thing after eating that. I mean, it's brutal. There's four different kinds of peppers. I think like out of the thousands of people who tried, only like 10 have done it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you have to eat it in 25 minutes, and then you have to wait 5 minutes before you can have like milk or ice cream or something like that.
Huh.
And it's ghost pepper chilies, jalapenos, habaneros, and serrano peppers.
Yeah, all the peppers but the habanero. That's the one that's designed to kick
it out. The ghost pepper chili is the hottest pepper in the world.
Oh, I thought habanero.
No, and that scale, and I forgot what it's called. Say jalapenos are like 1,000 on the scale. Serranos are like let's say they're 2,000. Habaneros would be at 10,000. Ghost pepper chilies at 1,000,000. They use this thing as a weapon in India. It's from the subcontinent, India, Burma. They use this thing as a weapon.
Where would wasabi be on that chart?
That doesn't even
blink.
I've seen someone try to eat a ghost pepper chili one time. We almost had to take him to the hospital.
He ate the whole thing.
He took one.
Like chewed it.
No, he took one little bite off the end of it. I mean, like about the size of a Tic Tac. And I mean, he looked like someone had poured battery acid into his eyes.
I used to actually make a lot of money gambling on I can eat a jar of jalapenos. but I wouldn't.
I did with a couple of habaneros at the House of Blues in Cambridge, but that was easy.
Californians were weaned young on salsa.
No, I used to cheat. I used to just swallow it whole without chewing.
I love my mom, and she was 80 years old, and like introduced her to salsa. She loved it, the tomatoes and stuff.
Remember when it used to be called picante?
Well, that's a style. That's like the that's different too. It's like now the big one is what's it with the word C word? I can't think of it. Cilantro.
Cilantro is an herb.
And I could taste the difference.
I like cilantro.
No, but I like my mom because, you know, she's elderly. But I come in and then I start eating her salsa. I said, this stuff is on fire. And she goes, oh, I drop 3 jalapeno peppers in each jar.
When I was a kid, this is the truth. When I was about, let's say about 7 or 8 years old, we went to visit my uncle in Boston. And my mom was there, me, my dad, one of my sisters, one of the other sisters was staying somewhere. Anyway, and my dad used to love eating jalapenos, you know, the ones you get in the jar, right? And I was like, you know, like I said, about 6 or 7. I just went and grabbed one, and I didn't know what it was. You know, and I took one bite, and I was like, oh, my, I'm running around the house, and I grabbed the first thing that was liquid. It was my uncle's vodka. Oh. Now I have, like, jalapeno breath, I have vodka. I'm 70, and my mother walks into the room. She takes one look. She's like, my dad's like, Joe, what are you doing to that kid? My dad's like, I don't know.
You know, the water's the worst. You have to eat bread.
Because it spreads.
Something.
No, well, yeah, that's exactly. Ice cream or milk.
Oh,
speaking of which, I guess what I saw today on TV that they have here in San Diego, Twinkie milkshakes. Oh, my. I'm a milkshake junkie. I got to try. See, the peanut butter milkshakes.
Where would that be? Byright? The ice cream place?
No, I forgot. It was some burger place.
It's not an ice cream place.
No. But I know Bill's Burgers out in the Richmond District. They have great peanut butter milkshakes. But I got to try the Twinkie milkshake.
Now, if you get to Berkeley, they got that old Foster Freeze, and they got about 20 good flavors.
Right.
Different ones. I'm a banana milkshake, pretty standard.
So I love milk banana.
Well, you don't do any sugar. You just put banana, milk, and a little vanilla, and it's a very healthy shake.
I love bananas.
Yeah. That's the only one I really – the only thing I get a blender for is to make banana milkshakes. And you can
– See, I have a milkshake maker. I have one of those old-style ones with the metal cup and everything.
But you got to clean it.
Wow.
Banana!
Jesus, thank you very much. 1-800-878-7529. This is still – oh, by the way, so, okay, the Raiders, they're staying, at least for a year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're,
and they have an option for 2 years while – And I think Mark Davis is actually going to make an –
Well, he's from here, ain't he?
Yeah, isn't he? And I think the city of Oakland actually is going to make an effort to come up with something. You know.
For them and the A's. A's want to stay too.
Well, yeah. Well, the A's,
unless it's San Jose.
No. Wolf wants out in the worst way. But, you know,
no, but not out of here.
You know, but back in 2000, the city of Oakland offered them a prime piece of real estate in Jack London Square, which is now like the coolest area in Oakland, for like pennies on the dollar to build a 33,000-seat stadium, which would have been perfect, and they turned it down. You know, so –
I think he has such a cheap deal that he makes money with the contract he has.
Well, not only that, but he gets $33 million in revenue sharing from the other teams.
I mean, how much do you really make off of a brand new fancy stadium?
Oh, you make a ton of money off.
No, you make a ton, but it's got to be tapered over how many years you're in action.
I mean, it does is it actually it builds up the like Camden Yards.
Coliseum was paid for in 71.
Well, the Camden Yards was built on an old railroad yard that was like basically, you know, junkies, hookers, and dead people. You know, they built Camden Yards, and then the whole area built up the infrastructure. It's gorgeous now, and everyone's making a mint there. And that's where they built the Ravens Ballpark, right behind it there, off of 395, off of in Baltimore, right off Utah Street.
No, that's
because before, I mean, that area that was built on, that made the area around the Oakland Coliseum look like Shangri-La.
Well, they're kind of isolated. You know, they're on a kind of little, what do you call, a sewer island.
No, they're in an industrial park.
Only drive there. There's nowhere to walk afterwards.
No, there's no infrastructure. It's an industrial park.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a BART stop and two highways to Cloverleaf. That's it.
The BART stop is the redeeming quality because to get to the games on BART.
Yeah, it drops you all right off at the park. Right at the park, yeah.
Yeah, and it's harder to get to AT&T. Eight-block walk to BART.
Well, BART, yeah, but you can, yeah, it's true. But there's stuff that you walk down 2nd Street or the Embarcadero, there's a million places to go and get something to eat or to drink or
well,
whatever.
That's the new thing, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That neighborhood was pretty bad when the Giants moved in there.
Yep.
That's the last place I almost got mugged once.
I can't imagine someone coming up to you. You know.
No, two guys.
It's still, you're 300 and some pounds.
This was when I was 200 some.
Oh, okay, I understand now.
You want to know what I did?
No. What'd you do?
Went on the freeway on ramp and sat there and said, come on. And the cars are whipping by me doing 60. So we're going to fight. It's going to be on this freeway off ramp. I told you I don't fight fair.
No.
You know what? One guy just said, this guy's crazy. Took off running, and then it was one guy, and I was like, Your buddy left you. There you go. It worked. I got hit by a big rig after that. No, I didn't.
You okay now?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just funny. It was an actual true story. I was going to a Giants game, so they almost got my ticket money.
You know, according to the Sporting News, the World Series in 2016 is going to be the Red Sox and the Gigantes.
Well, their correct prediction of the Cubs shows you what that's worth.
You know what? The Cubs were
dude, that's a great prediction.
That was a great, you know, it's funny. At first, I was laughing, and then the Cubs, like, in the second half of the season, I was like, you know, these are
nothing against your Bows, but they
well, I got some pitching now.
But Toronto is still Toronto.
Yeah, but you know what? They don't. Yeah. We have David Price now.
Yay.
Yeah, you know who else?
Your bigger pickup is the Padre closer.
Yeah, what's his name?
Kimbrough.
But yeah, Xavier Bogaerts, he's going to be. You know, he's picked, you know, Betts is making a good name for himself. Still got Pedroia.
Yeah. Yeah. Toronto.
1-800-878-7529. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great cabby. Happy Valentine's Day, sweetheart.
It's February 15. You're late.
Yeah, whatever. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Chunky's Burgers. It's going to be the death of me. Now it's not a meaningless question. As if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange. See, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seemed like a dream. God, it got me
tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I once loved two girls at a time. Kate and Edith both were mine. I learned that what they say is true. You can't have Kate and Edith too.
The Great Woofa Goofa. I'll explain in a second. Of course, this is Jay Giles Band, Sports Overnight America. Sirius XM Channel 93. Peter Wolf, the lead singer.
Yes.
He was a DJ at a great rock station in Boston, legendary, WBCN. Went by the name Woofa Goofa on the air. Hold on. Jay Giles was actually the guitar player.
This is one of his better songs.
There, yeah. Well, they only did Freeze Frame because they were broke, and they had one more record by contract they had to do, so they completely sold out.
They have Love Stinks. What was the other one? The Playboy is a Centerfold?
Bloodshot was a great album.
Yeah. Video.
Freeze Frame, yeah. The Centerfold was on.
Right. Yeah.
They completely sold out. They had to because they were broke.
Yeah.
So.
The only group I've seen in that I saw them with the Rolling Stones and with...
Hold on. They're from Boston. Hold on. Hey. So I must have got along. The great Magic Dick, who played sax and harmonica. He was fantastic. Matter of fact, I saw him a couple of times, but both with Jay Giles and like doing a solo thing. He did this great song called Whammer Jammer. It was on their Bloodshot album. I mean, this guy, I would kill... I mean, and he's a white guy, too. That's where the hell they go. Let's check this out. This is trippy as hell. This is really, really cool. This is a music thing, kids. Now, this is cool. This defines cool. Listen to this. This is nice. Magic Dick. Interesting name. But he was just the coolest, man. He was. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. Coming to you from muggy San Francisco, California.
It is muggy. It is. For us.
It's supposed to be, like, here in the city, it's supposed to be 80 on Monday.
No.
Yeah.
And it's a holiday.
Yeah. President's Day.
Good day for tourists. Get over here.
Hey, beach.
If your airporting shut down.
Whamma Jammer from their Bloodshot album. And it was the original album, the actual final album, was Clear Red. Remember how they'll do that with albums? It was a clear red. It was like a cough drop sort of color. It was really cool, actually.
The concert we went to, a guy rolled a joint like the size of a toilet paper tube.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we were going to smoke
well,
it.
Well, the original.
He takes it, throws it on. This ain't for us. And he throws it on stage, and Peter Wolf stops the concert and goes, somebody in. San Diego. Yeah. Somebody in San Diego knows how to roll weed.
Well, the original Big Bamboo album from Cheech and Chong had that big rolling paper in it, the size
now,
of.
Now, have you ever done it?
I actually know someone who did.
No, we did it.
But they also kept one. It's still in the plastic. They haven't opened it. It's kind of like my mom's sister has an original copy from Dark Side of the Moon that she bought in 73. She never took out of the plastic.
No, what do you think? I know the LP, like, value. What do you think the value is different if it's still.
If it's still in plastic?
Oh, I don't know, or even if it's still in, if you still have the paper in there.
Oh, you know what?
It's a giant paper.
Yeah, it's a rolling paper the size of an album cover.
Doubled, right. Yeah. Folded in half.
Folded in half. But I don't know. But yeah, what was his name? Bill Perry. He was called Beeper.
Yeah.
Drunk and jobless Beeper. he was a piece of work. Imagine Norm from Cheers, but.
A DJ?
No, Stone.
Oh.
No, I can't remember him ever having a job.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, he still is, like 3-4 years older than me. I never heard of him actually working.
On anything. How does he live?
We have no idea.
Oh, there you go.
And we know he didn't come from a wealthy family. He grew up in the hill section of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Nobody wealthy came from there.
I drive a cab for my money. It's a glamorous job, you know. Lots of chicks.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of them. You have to double-check to make sure that they are women.
Through the rear view. But.
So this baseball season, the pitchers and catchers are reporting, thankfully, after the season my Ravens had.
You know, that's why I came back, is for baseball.
Exactly. Yeah, now, you know, it's funny. Let me see. The power rankings. Your Padres are, like, on the bottom right now. The Red Sox are,
yeah,
Red Sox are 11, the Yankees are 12.
Do that after spring training. That way I can make believe that you actually – analyze something.
Well, I do. I'm a true,
not you. I'm talking about regulars.
Well, I'm a Red Sox fan.
No, but you're not the guy picking the Padres for last. You're just giving me, you know, some other periodical that said this is that. Look at last year. Minnesota was going to be last.
They had the Braves picked as the worst team in baseball this coming year.
Minnesota? Oh, so that means the Braves will probably go to the playoffs.
The Braves are going to be horrible.
No, Minnesota was supposed to be horrible.
Oh, yeah, Minnesota was only supposed
to be. Houston was supposed to be
67
horrible.
67 was their over-under for win totals, yeah.
No, the power rankings was, what was it? Houston was 25, Minnesota 26 out of 30.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
No. Houston was 25. Minnesota was like 29.
No, I think they were right behind Houston.
No, Minnesota was dead bottom.
There was a few on the bottom, but it's a meaningless. Baseball is so, how do you call it? I don't want to say fluid, but it's they know how to get the young kids in there. You get some athletes, get some talent. You know, if you're a great player, you'll be a veteran. You'll learn to keep your job, you know, from the skills you learned.
Well, in baseball, and I think George Will said this, you know, if no matter how good you are, you're going to lose a third of your games. And no matter how bad you are, you're going to win a third of your games. The argument's the middle third.
If you get out 70% of the time, you're batting 300.
Yeah, you're in the Hall of Fame.
There you go. It's that simple. But, you know, I'm talking about the young kids. I think scouting and the GMs and all these guys, they can tell like a kid, you know, he's in double-A ball. I think in the old league like 10, 15 years ago, he would be in double-A and then go to triple-A. But he could burn his arm out in the minor leagues. I think now they say, oh, this guy throws 100, he has good control, blah, blah, let's pull him up.
Well, not only that, because when they signed him, you know, right, major league bonus. You don't want, you know, money like that being wasted in the minors.
And I think also there's a better transition from the college game.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're counting it as, like, college ball is triple-A ball.
No, it's not true. College baseball is about the level of
– closer to triple-A.
It's close. Division I college baseball is about the level of low – Class A.
But I think you get a lot of great players that could, you know, without the college gone, like, you know, into the major league, minor league system.
No, but I'm saying that's about the competitive level is about maybe a low Class A. That's your average Division I college team. Yeah, it's, you know, it is.
No, but I follow a lot of guys in college. They do.
No, but you're
good.
Talking about a handful of guys. I'm talking about teams in general. On average.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, because numbers. Right.
On average, they're about a Class A.
Yeah. In the old days, I would say it was like that. Today, you know,
USC's teams back in the 60s and early 70s.
Oh, my God.
And Texas's teams in the 80s. Oh, yeah, those guys were double. They were a double-A team.
Those were fountains of,
you know, Arizona State there was another one that was like that. They were a double-A team.
Yeah, anything on the summer belt, you know, that you could play in the winter.
You know, it was weird. No, we had a really good team for a couple of years, and they got to the College World Series. They never won anything. The University of Maine, who had like a 20-minute growing season.
Wow.
The Black Bears.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because, right, you can't really practice in the winter. Yeah.
And Carlton Fisk, who went to University of New Hampshire on a basketball scholarship, played baseball at New Hampshire. They didn't play that many games.
Hey, we talked about the off top Chuck, what's the guy from the Riflemen?
Chuck Connors.
Right, and you didn't know that he was on the Celtics for a year. Did you know he was drafted for the NFL?
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, no, they're plugging him. You know, it's like a retrospect on the guy. He was drafted by the NFL, played 1 year on the Celtics, and then, you know, Dodgers.
No, see, there was only one person I know that had all three, and that was Dave Winfield.
No, but I don't. Was he drafted by the NFL? Or?
Yep, by all three. Yep, by the Vikings, by the Padres, and by the guy who was in basketball. I can't remember. Hold on here. Chuck Connors. Okay, here we go. Let me see here.
I was there Sports. When he backstabbed the Padres.
All right, here we go. Chuck Connors, major league statistics, 238, 2 home runs, 18 RBIs. Dodgers.
Wait, how many at bats for 2 home runs?
He played two years.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd love to have 2 home
49
runs.
Dodgers, yeah. 51 Cubs.
There you go. Oh, just 2 years in baseball.
He played professional basketball for the Rochester Royals. He joined the newly formed Celtics. The newly formed Celtics. They weren't quite.
Was Rochester ABA? No.
They were one of the early national. They were the defending NBA champs.
Dude, that's still
the Rochester
talented.
Royals became like, you know, the Cincinnati Royals became, you know, Oscar Robertson.
But nothing on the football.
So, he was drafted by the Bears, but never suited up.
Oh, there you go.
He was also the first NBA, first professional basketball player to break a backboard during warmups at a Celtic game. Cool.
Go down in history.
Oh, it was improperly installed glass, they said, though.
And the Rifleman is one of the better old-time Westerns.
He was a lefty.
There you go. Yeah, I heard you at the Rifleman screen shoots that he'd always demand a bat first, and that he would just hit all the softballs like 50 miles, and nobody else would get to bat because all the balls
would
be gone.
You remember Burt Convy?
Yeah.
He played in the minors with the Phillies organization. And here's the one that got me. You've seen The Breakfast Club, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and was it 40?
St. Elmo's.
And 40, and no. Trading Places.
Right.
The guy who played the principal in The Breakfast Club and in Trading Places. He was the guy who was like the kind of like the cop that set up Dan Aykroyd for...
the dirtbag.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I was in Paul Gleason was the actor's name. He played minor league baseball, too.
Yeah, it was the one... Ed Asner, the old-timer, he's got a football picture up, and now I found out, like, this was MeTV talking about it, but he was a football player and, you know, went into acting.
Well, Michael Warren, who played Bobby Hill on the Hill Street Blues, he was on those great UCLA teams with Kareem and Bill Walton. He's their
point guard. Watched those, yeah. The black guy, right?
Yeah. Yes, the African-American gentleman.
I apologize.
Michael Warren.
No, he's a great actor, too, but right. I knew he was on UCLA, but I thought he was a more predominant player.
He was a starting point guard.
That's pretty good for UCLA.
Yeah, considering
that ain't chopped liver.
He won three NCAA titles in his 3 years of playing. We come back.
So you're saying he blew a title, one of the
something
titles?
Something like that.
Okay,
yes.
That's right.
Something
yeah.
like that. Say goodnight, Cavi. We're going to do an update a little bit later.
Am I batting 300?
You're lucky I'm letting you live right
30%
now.
30% of my jokes
something
are good.
Like that. Something like that. I forgot who we're talking to when we come back.
Uh-oh, not me.
Yeah, no. You're going to stick around for an update, though, because you're so cute.
Yell at everybody. Oh, I can't wait to hear the NBA All-Star Game.
Oh, it was 196-173.
Oh,
that's
man,
not even
you
basketball.
Ruined it, man.
Seriously. Townsend's coming in next with home. Me. He's talking to Fred Lynn, if you remember, the great center fielder from the Red Sox. Boys and girls of all ages, this is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Attention, it's time to address how you call yourself a fan. Tell me, Lieutenant, just how long have you been a fan of your favorite team?
All my life, sir.
And you, Cadet, do you fly a flag of said favorite team?
No, sir.
And you, are you aware that Heartland Flagpoles and Custom Flags has every flag for every team, for every sport, almost, and offers free shipping when you buy online?
I am now, sir.
Good. Then immediately following this commercial, you are to visit HeartlandFlagpoles.com and order a flag today. Do I make myself clear?
Sir, yes, sir.
Dismissed.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Entertainment centers all over the Midwest have turned for decades to Moss Distributing of Des Moines. That's right. If it's a coin-operated, swipe card-activated, and it's providing amusement, chances are it's from Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Moss Distributing has the latest in video games, jukeboxes, pool tables, to name just a few. All over the Midwest, businesses turn to Moss Distributing. For the best in sales, service, dependability, and experience, Terry Moss and Moss Distributing of Des Moines. Go Iowa Hawkeyes!
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You gotta trust me. You keep your eyes open, your chances of catching the ball increase by a factor of 10.
Van Halen, we give him Van Halen. He's the only guy ever to win the MVP as a rookie, because Ichiro doesn't count. Oh, yeah, and he was Rookie of the Year. When you were growing up and you thought center fielders, this guy was money. Boston Red Sox, California Angels, had huge years. Big Van Halen fan. And I'll never forget my senior year in high school. Playing baseball, you love your local team. He was a center fielder. Probably doesn't want to go back and remember this too much, but he was our center fielder for the San Diego Padres. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Fred Lynn joins us. Fred, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for that intro. It was a good one.
Yeah, you know, I loved you when you played for the Padres. I saw your first game you played for San Diego. I wish we could bring you back, a young Fred Lynn. We need somebody like you at Petco Park now.
They definitely need some offense. You know, there's no question about that. You know, they had the pitching until a couple of them got hurt early in the season, but they definitely need some thunder in their lineup. There's two ways to look at it. Either you put some more thunder in there, or you go with team speed and pitching, and they don't have either. So they got a ways to go.
Yeah, story of the Padres history. Fred, you know, nowadays with all the cable television sports shows and with the internet, and Red Sox Nation has become so big. But it was always big. Maybe it wasn't as huge across the country as it is now. But Red Sox Nation, that area has always loved baseball from a long, long time ago. And to start out the way you did, I mean, what was it like being the man in Boston?
It was pretty exciting. I won't lie to you. You know, it was a lot of fun. We had a young team. You know, we did have some veteran guys on the club, but the nucleus of our club is young. So we're all going through it together. It wasn't just me. It was a whole bunch of us. And so, you know, we palled around together. Obviously, we played together. And we grew on and off the field together. So it was a great learning experience. It was a great time to be young. It was a great time to play baseball in the 70s. And we had a great time doing it, that's for sure.
Well, your career statistics are fantastic. You hit over 300 home runs, over 1,100 RBIs, a .283 career average. But you won the MVP your first year. I mean, Ichiro, you know, take your hat off. Guy's fabulous. But he was a pro, a seasoned pro by the time he got here. You were a rookie, a kid coming out of USC. You were a rookie, and you won the Rookie of the Year, and then you won the MVP. And you're, I mean, where do you go from there?
Well, had we won the World Series, you know, the thought had crossed my mind. I said, well, geez, I ought to retire and go play football.
I mean, if you would have beat the Cincinnati Reds and won that, I mean, that's everything. I mean, you can only go downhill from there.
No, that's right. Yeah, what do you do from here? What have you done for me lately? And when you play in Boston, they ask you those questions. And so, you know, my next couple of years, you know, people say, well, gee, you're not playing like you did the first year. Well, I said, well, gee, I don't think, you know, you're supposed to do that every year, are you? But, you know, it was, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, winning all those awards the first year, you know, I had to kind of reset my goals a little bit because, you know, I was achieving them a little quicker than I thought.
You know, I look at your numbers, and I think of you as one of the best players of your generation. And I know numbers have gotten so out of hand. And you know, when you talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame, it's just they have these marks that, well, you got to get to 3,000 hits. You got to get to 300 wins. You know, you got to, it used to be, you know, if you got to 400 home runs, now it's looking more like 500 home runs. But when you take a career like yours and you look at, you were in the All-Star game, what, like 9 times? You know, the Gold Gloves, the MVP. I mean, you name it, you did it. You know, do you look at it and you go, huh, I should have a better chance of getting to Cooperstown?
Well, I did all the individual things. There's no question. But I never played on a championship team. Kind of came close a couple of times. Lost in a playoff to the Yankees in '78. But never got the brass ring. I don't know if that has any bearing whatsoever. I hear sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But the bottom line is, for me, if I had those stats. And you threw another, 5,000 at-bats into it or whatever, 2,000, 2,500 at-bats, something like that, and still had the same kind of stats, yeah, I probably would be in. But I got hurt so much my second half of my career, I couldn't stay on the field. And when I was healthy, I played the way everybody thought I could play and the way I thought I could play. But just staying on the field was a problem there for a while.
The great Fred Lynn joins us here on the Krug and Towney Show. Now, after the Red Sox, you headed out and you played for the California Angels, which, as bizarre as it is, they still play in the same park, but it's been completely redone. They're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I mean, it's just so, and probably the most bizarre thing, Fred, is to see the Angels, arguably the best team in baseball right now. They've won a World Series. This is an Angel team that's become a powerhouse. And the one thing, because growing up in San Diego, you also got to see Angel games on KTLA. So I got to watch you when I was even younger, and I got to watch you play for the Angels. And it's just, it's amazing to see how far that franchise has come from being basically the stepsister in Orange County to the LA Dodgers to being truly right now the number one team and the second largest market in the country. Would you ever think that would happen with the Angels?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic for me personally. The two teams that I played with and that I'm most recognized for playing for, the Red Sox and the Angels, were the two most snake-bitten teams in all of baseball.
Sure.
In those years. And now they've both won. You know, the Angels have won and the Sox have won twice. And the Angels, they're on their way to winning another one this year, like you said. Although Tampa Bay, no one wants to give them the credit that they're achieving. They're pretty tough. And if the World Series was held in Tampa Bay, I wouldn't bet against them. I mean, they are very tough to beat down there.
I
think the Angels are definitely the team.
Now, I want Jerry, our producer, he's a longtime Red Sox fan, at some point to come in because I know he wants to ask you a question because you're one of his favorites of all time. But, you know, when you're looking at baseball and you think about these young kids and the money that they're making now, going back to your day, I mean, you guys made pretty good scratch yourselves. But, I mean, think about it, Fred. Think about it in your 20s. You're out of college. You now have millions of dollars. You're traveling to these big cities. You're a Major League Baseball player. What a life these guys got and what trouble they possibly could get into.
Well, yeah, we had none of those trappings. You know, the phones that we used, you had to put money in to use them. You know, they didn't take pictures. You know, they didn't do any of those kinds of things. I made $20,000 my first year in the big league. So I don't know what they, I can't even imagine their lifestyle. I really can't. I mean, I'm not there. So that's beyond me. That's the kind of stuff you read in People magazine.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of people. But, yeah, they're under the microscope, too, and they can't let loose like we did. I don't know what they do for entertainment, you know, to get away from the game. You know, we'd go out and have a few beers with the guys, and, you know, it was fine. Now, boy, you know, they're under the gun 24 hours a day. So I think they play under more pressure than we did.
You know, I got to ask you about, you know, speaking of, you made $20,000 your first year. I mean, if you were playing at USC now and had the career you had at USC, I bet you'd be getting paid more than $20,000 just to come out of college. And the first time I played college baseball, and I remember the first time I went and played against USC, And you remember going there going, wow, you think of all the guys, you know, Tom Seaver, yourself, and Mark McGwire, and so many great players played for Ron Dado and all the great champions, all the championships that you guys won. I mean, just to let people know, I mean, we know SC football. Now SC football is as big as it's ever been. But SC, back when you were there, and for many years under the legendary Ron Dado, your guys' program was second to none.
Well, you know, we won five titles in a row, and I was on the middle three. I was there 3 years and won three national titles. You know, that's never going to be accomplished again, five in a row. That was when UCLA was winning their 10 in a row. So between the two schools, we weren't letting anybody win anything, basically, in the early 70s. And Rod Dado is, you know, he's the best baseball man I ever played for, and he was cranking out guys left and right. You know, Randy Johnson was there. You said McGwire, Tommy Seaver, Ron Fairley, Rich Dower, Roy Smalley. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But what our guys were noted for is that when they came out of school, they were fundamentally sound. You know, you could count on an SC guy, you put him in the big leagues, and he's not going to screw up. He might not be the best player, but he's going to be a fundamentally sound player, and he's always going to be mentally aware. That was kind of why we won.
Well, I got to have my producer ask you a question. He's from Massachusetts, longtime Boston Red Sox fan. Jerry, you're what, 40?
I'm 43 now, so I was 10 years old when Fred's a rookie. Actually, he came up in 74. I remember he hit like 400, but they would never let him play. I remember
that's right.
You and Rice they brought up. Hey, listen, I do have one question. Of all the pitchers you played with the Sox, and like I said, I grew up, I was a bleacher bum at Fenway when you were in your first couple of years there. What pitcher did you enjoy playing behind the most? Like, and I said, which one, like, you know, some pitchers pitch quickly?
Billy was the one I liked playing behind the most.
Hey, my guy.
Billy got the ball and he threw it. You know, he was not a strikeout pitcher, and he didn't waste any time. Got the sign, boom, here comes the ball. He's going to put it in play. It's like playing behind Tommy John. And they're not going to strike guys out. They're going to throw strikes, and the players are going to hit the ball, so you're going to be on your toes. Guys that I didn't like would stare in there for 3 minutes, get the sign, take all day to wind up, you know, ball one, ball two, strike one, ball three. Oh, those guys drove you crazy.
Yeah, I can understand that. By the way, Lee was an SC guy too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was he like? Because, I mean, Jerry he actually knows Lee real well. But, you know, what was it like playing with this guy? I mean, this guy, you know, for us, he was like a cult figure in a way.
Well, Billy, is, first of all, is very intelligent. Maybe too much for his own good. But between the lines, between the white lines, there was nobody that was more competitive than Billy. Just loved the game. In fact, he's still playing, by the way. He's still barnstorming. He's up in Vermont or New Hampshire, and he's on some league, and they go all over the country still playing baseball, and he's a little older than I am. So he's quite the guy. You know, in fact, he won 17 games 3 years in a row for us, throwing basically sinkers and Ephus pitches. But the guy was a competitor. He knew how to pitch, and he pitched quickly. I remember we were in Minnesota. We had a game that was like an hour and 50 minutes. He threw 70 pitches.
Wow.
You know, and so it was a treat to play with him. And then, of course, you know, off the field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was lights out. I mean, we've got Billy, who's just crazier than a loon. We've got Louis Tiant, George Scott, you got Roger Maret. I mean, you got some personalities. Then you throw in Fisk and Yastrzemski, and oh, my.
Oh, yeah. What a strange crew that was.
I just say two words all year.
Bill Lee and Carlton Fisk together. I just don't see it.
Yeah, they're like oil and water. But, you know, they worked well on the field, and that's all you cared about. You know, they had their run-ins off the field, and we all, you know, we didn't get along all the time. But on the field, they were both highly motivated to win. And that's all that mattered. And Carlton said, put down the finger, and Billy threw it. That's all there was to it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. And I tell you, I remember I watched you play your first game, and you played in those – they were the really bad unis, too. That's when the – I don't know. They went from the Taco Bell unis from when the Padres were in the World Series in 84 to really going to this weird brown with the orange. I mean, what was that quickly? How bad was it putting on a Padre uniform?
UPS man in a Yankee uniform. It was, you know,
the pinstripes. It was terrible.
It was not flattering. those hats that we had, oh, they were ugly.
Hey, I can tell you, though, we were fired up when we knew you were coming to town.
Well, you know what? Actually, that ball club we had in 1990 with
mm-hmm. Todd. Ton of talent.
We had a really good ball club. When you think of the players that we had, Benny Santiago was our catcher, and he was very young. He had
sure.
Robbie Alomar playing second.
Yeah, Jack Clark.
You had the Ripper at first.
You had Tony Gwynn.
Gary Templeton, of course. You got Tony Gwynn. You got yeah. Joe Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, Pagliarulo. We had some, we had some people. But the funny thing was, or not so funny actually, was that everybody got hurt. Everybody on that team, even Tony Gwynn had bad knees that year. So it was like, are you kidding me? It must have been me after a while. I figured, wherever I go, bad things are happening. I better get out and go into announcing.
Fred, thank you so much for stopping by. We got to have you on again, and it's a treat. I grew up watching it. I love watching you play, and it was an honor to have you on.
Well, let's do it during the playoffs. What do you say?
That would be great. We appreciate it because, hey, no one knows better than you. Thanks so much. We'll call you soon.
All right.
The great Fred Lynn right here. Guy won the MVP his rookie year. You kidding me?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody, rabbit!
Our thanks to Chris Townsend, now of 95.7 The Game here in San Francisco.
Yep, Oakland A's.
Biggity, biggity. They're on the bottom of the list, too, as far as power rankings.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're going to shock the world. Also, our thanks to former AL MVP and Rookie of the Year, Fred Lynn.
There you are.
Went to USC on a football scholarship out of Chicago.
I'm a Stanford fan, so boo.
Won three straight NCAA college baseball titles.
Oh, get out. With Fred Lynn.
Yep, yeah, with USC. He was in the
And middle. Who else is on that team?
Oh, Roy Smalley.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the
Toronto, right? Or?
Minnesota, Toronto, a bunch of them. Any event, Fred Wallen, Mark Mancini, yours truly, Cabby.
Adios. Sports. Amigos.
Sirius and XM Channel 93, iHeartRadio, Live, iTunes, and TuneIn app, Sports Overnight America.